we've got on this Halloween Eve is mass surveillance by the U.S. government. Certainly we know a lot more about mass surveillance from Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor. But despite the efforts of millions of citizens and a whole host of civil liberties groups, we still have a great deal of concern about the government mass surveillance and the lack of proper checks and balances. With us to discuss that issue is Sue Udry. She's executive director of the Defending Dissent Foundation. Sue, thank you so much for joining us on this Halloween Eve.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, Scott.
So say a quick word, if you would, about the Defending Dissent Foundation. I know that your group and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee merged, was it last year?
Yeah, we merged it at the beginning of this year, and so we go by the lovely name of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee and Defending Dissent Foundation. We'll be launching a new name with the new year, but for now we are just using both of our names so that people can remember who both groups are. We're focused on a number of different civil liberties issues. We've got local grassroots coalitions in about 12 cities around the country working to pass local ordinances to protect civil liberties, but then we also do a lot of advocacy on the federal level.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Sue. And I wondered, as we begin this conversation about surveillance, tell us from your perspective, what's the status of U.S. surveillance programs, many of which were revealed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden? And there were efforts to reform, in part, these surveillance programs, both on the part of Congress and some initiatives from President Obama. One of those is a bill called the USA Freedom Act that was passed and signed into law. But give us the summary of where things are at right now with surveillance.
Well, in a word, I would say expanding. We've tried to impose some reforms, and we've made a little bit of progress, but it's kind of like sticking our finger in the dike, because the technologies are expanding at such a rate, and local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are all quick to adopt new generations of technology that allow them to pry into our lives at an ever expanding and ever deeper level. And Congress and the state and local lawmakers just can't keep up with the advances in technology and the way law enforcement is adopting them.
As a new president takes office in January 2017, what is the agenda for your group and many other groups that have been working to impose checks and balances on the government's surveillance programs?
Well, we've got a long and busy agenda, a lot of work ahead on surveillance and a host of other civil liberties issues, from government accountability and transparency and protecting whistleblower rights and protecting communities of color from police profiling, and then also just the rights of protesters and the rights of citizens to citizens or people in the country to gather and assemble in protests and to petition their government for change. So the agenda is long, but to focus particularly on surveillance at the federal level, we've got the program that the NSA used to authorize their PRISM program, which was exposed by Ed Snowden. That's the kind of the internet surveillance program that is allowing the NSA to just scoop up vast amounts of the traffic that goes over the internet. That the statute that authorizes that program is set to sunset in January of 2018, So we've got about a year to try to convince Congress that that section, it's called Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act, which was passed back in 2008. We've got about a year to convince Congress that they should just let that sunset, and that's pretty unlikely, but it opens up the opportunity for us to talk about other needed reforms to surveillance with Congress and try to get them to pay attention to just the vast scope of the way the government at all levels is surveilling our lives. So just to run down real quick some of the things that have just come to light in the past couple of years, the FBI is creating a massive biometric database called Next Generation Identification, and they're gaining access to biometric data of, for example, they have agreements with many states to be able to scan our driver's license or state ID photos. They are collecting the photo IDs of every person who gets a visa into this country. They're looking at passport photos, and they're also being able to gather other biometric data like, well, obviously fingerprints, but also iris scans and all sorts of very sci-fi sort of bits of our body are going into this massive FBI database. So that's one huge thing at the federal level. And then across the states, we've seen police using Stingray devices a lot more, automatic license plate readers, a huge surge in surveillance cameras just on the streets. So every time you walk outside, you just don't know if you're being recorded by a state surveillance camera. So those are just a couple of the things that we're worried about over the course of the next year.
We're speaking with Sue Udry. She's executive director of the Defending Dissent Foundation, as well as the merged group of Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And Sue, what's the status of court challenges to some of these mass surveillance programs run by the federal government? There were certainly some mixed results over the last couple of years, but any important cases pending that we should know about?
I can't really speak to that, Scott. I'm sorry. For the most part, the courts have not been our friend on surveillance, and it's not something that the Bill of Rights Defense Committee or Defending Defense Foundation engages on. We just do public policy advocacy, and so I know a little bit about the court cases, but not enough to be able to give you much of an update.
Oh, that's all right. I wanted to further ask you about the government has long sought a so-called backdoor to enable law enforcement to exploit flaws in security software in laptop and other computers. There's been some resistance, of course, by consumer groups like yours, certainly some of the computer companies, software companies have also been resistant to such an idea. But what can you tell us about law enforcement's quest for these back doors for surveillance into our digital universe?
Right. Well, it ebbs and flows. You remember it became a big issue after the shooting in San Bernardino when the FBI wanted to be able to gain access of the phone of one of the people involved in that shooting, and Apple's. It was an Apple phone, an iPhone, and Apple stood up and said, no, if we give you this key, then that ruins encryption for everybody. And the FBI really was on the was very aggressive pursuing that, but then they were forced to back down because of public outcry. And it's very interesting because the different parts of the government understand how important encryption is for consumer protection and just for beyond consumer and protection, just the integrity of our devices, and they understand that hacking and cybersecurity is a thing, and what the FBI was trying to do was going to undercut that. So I think that that right now the FBI seems to have backed down. Congress passed a couple of laws in the past several months, creating commissions to discuss, you know, to try to come up with some answer to satisfy the FBI and then to satisfy the other parts of the government that want to see strong encryption. So right now we're at the stage where a congressional commission is studying the problem.
So what do we know about Hillary Clinton's views on surveillance and the many groups and individuals around the country that are looking for reform and additional checks and balances on the government's power to surveil their communications?
Sure. Well, Hillary has a record on this. We don't really, you know, Donald Trump, you know, who knows what he says and whether he's, you know, believes what he says. But with Hillary, we actually have a voting record. So back in 2001, she did vote for the Patriot Act. And in general, she's not a hero on protecting our privacy, but she has done actually a couple of good things. In 2005, she voted against cutting off debate on whether or not to renew the Patriot Act, Section 215. That's the section where the FBI is allowed to gather business records without a warrant, and that have been used to authorize the NSA's bulk collection. So she voted against cutting off debate, and then in 2008 she voted against the FISA Amendments Act, which is the bill that gave the NSA the broad authorities to scoop up internet communications, and that's also the bill that gave the telecoms legal immunity after we discovered about the huge amount of phone, how the telecoms were helping the FBI and NSA to spy on us. So she's done those good things. But then on the other hand, if you remember back in 2010, I think it was, when WikiLeaks did the huge dump of State Department documents, it was revealed that in 2009, Clinton had personally ordered spying on UN diplomats, including Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and trying to get her people to collect things such as his internet passwords and his DNA. So she's kind of creepy. She's got kind of, you know, she's done a couple of okay things on surveillance, but in general, her statements in the campaign have not led one to believe that she's going to do very much to rein in either NSA or FBI surveillance of, you know, via internet or phone.
Well, Sue, we're going to cut this interview a little short. We're doing a fun drive this evening, and we're going to be asking our listeners for not so many tricks, but some treats here to keep us going on our listener-powered radio station. But just the last question, what's going to be your number one priority when the next president and Congress take office in January 2017?
Well, our priority is to focus on, beyond the mass surveillance that our government is engaging in, we see a pattern of very targeted surveillance against dissidents and political activists. We've seen the FBI and Department of Homeland Security monitoring Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, the fracking movement. They've been circling surveillance planes above the Standing Rock protests out there. So our priority is to rein in really the FBI and DHS's power to surveil and harass political activism.
All right. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us. And leave our listeners with a website for Defending Defense Foundation.
Sure. Our website is the initials of Bill of Rights Defense Committee, so BORDC.org.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to staying in touch and the struggles ahead.
They will not end, no matter who's elected president.
That's for sure. All right. Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Sue Udry, Executive Director of the Defending Dissent Foundation.